Mishnah Tes. The last two Mishnahs of the Perek discuss various cures and various things which people would wear in order to heal themselves. Now, many of these don't really have a rational explanation of why that would cure somebody, but they were used as skulas and various cures in the times of the Mishnah. Now, the first one of those which we will discuss refers to a young boy whose father would go away, and before his father would go away abroad, he would take his right shoelace and tie it on the arm of his young child, his young son. And it was believed that this would prevent the young boy from missing his father too much. And interestingly, this was used specifically for young boys, because they would be closer to their fathers than the daughters would be. And so tying this shoelace to him would calm him down and make him miss his father a bit less. So the Mishnah says, Habonim Yitzim Baksharim, young boys can go out with these knots, with this thread, this shoelace tied around him, around his arm, because since it is for curing purposes, it's considered like an adornment, like jewelry, rather than something which he is carrying. And furthermore, he is unlikely to untie it and show to his friends, since he needs it to cure him, so he won't want to take it off of him. Secondly, princes can go out with bells, and this refers to bells which don't make a sound. If they still have the piece inside of them which makes a sound, then it's forbidden on Shabbos, since one can't allow this sound to be made on Shabbos. And as well as that, we're talking specifically about bells which are sewn into the prince's clothing. And because of that, there is no danger of him taking them off and showing them to people. And because of that, the princes may go out into a public domain with these bells, since they are considered like jewelry. And the Mishnah ends off, V'chol Adam, this applies to everybody, meaning anybody can go out with the threads around their arms, as long as they are using it for healing purposes. And anybody could go out with bells, it's just that the Chachom spoke in a common case, and therefore they use the examples of princes and young sons. But anybody who uses them for the same purpose may also take them out on Shabbos.